From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is Oklahoman Unfolded. Today is Friday, March 29th.
We definitely know what hate looks like, and this is what hate looks like.
On Thursday morning, racist and homophobic messages were found spray-painted on a building that is home to the Oklahoma Democratic Party. The graffiti included a giant swastika and a note that promoted President Trump's 2020 re-election. It also included a defaced picture of former President Barack Obama. It also drew a crowd of volunteers who worked to clean the graffiti from the sidewalk and building, which is also home to several other tenants.
My community is here. My community is here with water bottles and Cokes and brushes and everything else. We have to stand together, united.
Ahmad Anchasi is the senior imam of the Islamic Society of Greater Oklahoma City. He came to the site to help in the cleanup efforts.
I'm not new to this, to be quite honest with you. I've cleaned mosques and sideways with this many times before. So unfortunately, we're not strangers to a pressure washer. I hate to say that, but as long as we have the political rhetoric from the highest office down, words do matter. This is what hates look like, but at the same time, this is what love look like. Look at the people from all phases of life coming here together, cleaning what the perpetrator thought it would make us intimidated or scared, but it actually brought us together.
Sherry Dickerson, the affirmative action rep for the Democratic Party and co-founder of Black Lives Matter Oklahoma, said Thursday's incident wasn't surprising to her.
Working in the entities that I do, this is a daily occurrence for many people of color and those who are in different faith-based organizations. So I wasn't surprised, just very disappointed.
Pam Pollard, the chairwoman of the Oklahoma GOP, also came to the Democratic offices and was in tears as she condemned the actions.
And I want the Oklahomans to know, and I want the world to know, we stand against this. This has got to stop. This is not what our country is about. I want the Republican Party, to people to know the Republican Party has openly condemns, repudiates, and think this is disgusting behavior. Disgusting what is here, and it should never happen again. We must stop this.
Ali Shin with Freedom Oklahoma said the event was a public display of what marginalized communities face each day.
We're just incredibly saddened to see this today. This is just so hurtful to communities that are already marginalized in Oklahoma, that are already every day seeing stark examples in the actions of Oklahomans and in the actions of their government that say, hey, you don't belong here. We are so far removed and from an Oklahoma that equally values everyone who calls this state home. We want people to know that we see them, we value them, and we believe that their voice belongs here, that their voice belongs in their government.
Just like any other act of hate, it does opposite than the intent of it. It brought people together.
Oklahoma City Police said they were investigating the incident as a hate crime and would be reviewing security camera footage from the area. Also making news in the Oklahoman, Governor Kevin Stitt has requested an audit of the Office of Management and Enterprise Services, the agency that recently told lawmakers it needed $16 million to pay its bills before July 1st.
I said I wasn't going to yield to you. You can shut up now.
You strike the gentleman's word.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Point of order, Mr. Porter.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Point
of order.
If you try talking over me, you can.
I'm not going to sit here and...
Point of order.
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 Also, Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen was forced to retract some of his words on Wednesday after members of a subcommittee complained that his language violated House rules of decorum.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask that the previous comment that was a word that I find offensive, five letters, starts with S, ends in S, also be taken down?
I concur.
Thank you.
Withdraw it. I'm okay with it.
the Oklahoma Republican said at a meeting on several health care bills that his plumbing company employees believe their health coverage, quote, sucks. When a Democratic member interrupted him, Mullen said he could, quote, shut up. That does it for today's episode of Oklahoman Unfolded. I'm Ben Felder. See you Monday.